Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New York City's mayoral candidates are addressing their plans for small businesses in a forum this morning in Manhattan. Andrew Cuomo, Curtis Sliwa, and frontrunner Zoran Mamdani all taking part and facing questions about the city's growth, competitiveness, and business climate for small businesses. Each candidate given the chance first to present their economic visions for the city, then take part in a discussion about the issues impacting New York City's business community. And 1010 Winds will be speaking with Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani tomorrow as part of our mayoral interview series. That's happening tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. live across all our social media platforms. He'll be interviewed by our Susan Richards. You can also see yesterday's interview with Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa. That's up now on 1010winds.com. The United Bodegas of America is offering a reward to catch a thief on a scooter after his latest robbery when he rolled up to a bodega in the Bronx, stole cash from the register, and then rode off.
The suspect striking at this bodega and others in the middle of the day when most of these bodegas have very few employees.
He has a backpack that says American Express on it. So we have dubbed him the American Express Snatcher.
Using a scooter, leaving it at the front door of the bodega, and then quietly climbing over the counter and grabbing the cash.
The United Bodegas of America is offering a $2,000 reward.
United Bodegas, Fernando Mateo.
We don't have proof of how many he has hit, but we do know that he has struck numerous times.
Check out the clear surveillance video and photos on our digital platforms. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Grand Concourse, the Bronx.
Police have what they call a person of interest in custody after a man was beaten to death inside a Brooklyn subway station. Cops say they responded to the R train platform at the J Street Metro Tech station yesterday afternoon around 3 p.m. A man believed to be in his 50s was found unconscious. Surveillance video showed the man was punched in the face and kicked in the head as many as 15 times. It happened right in front of the turnstiles at the station. He suffered a fractured skull and was later pronounced dead at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. It's unclear what sparked the confrontation or if the victim and the attacker knew each other. Police say that person of interest was taken into custody after they released surveillance videos, and charges against him are still pending. Yankees fans still cheering this morning after the Yanks rallied last night for a stunning win in Game 3 of the ALDS. The early part of the game was looking bleak for the Yankees. At one point, they were down 5 runs, but Aaron Judge changed that with a game-tying home run in the fourth.
Here's the pitch. High fly ball, deep left field. Down the left field line, it is off the fair pole. Hey now! Hey now! Hey now, three-run homer, Aaron Judge. This game is tied at 6-6.
Dave Sims with the call on The Fan. After that, the Yanks surged to come from behind 9-6 with a 9-6 win over the Blue Jays in the must-win game. Another chance to keep their postseason alive happens tonight in the Bronx. Well, do you think you can run up 86 flights of steps? The annual Empire State Building Run is taking place tonight, sponsored by NYU Langone Health. Runners will race up 1,576 steps to the 86th floor observatory. And it's not just elite men and women runners who take part in the run. Celebrities often participate. Members of the NYPD and FDNY will run. And this year again, the race will raise awareness for and benefit the Challenged Athletes Foundation, and some of their athletes will also take part in the race. And in case you're wondering how long it takes those elite runners to get up to the observatory, the men's record for the run, 9 minutes 33 seconds for 86 flights. The elite women's record, 11 minutes 23 seconds. That race kicks off at 8 p.m. tonight. Well, city officials say a months-long NYPD crackdown is paying off, with major drops in crime along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. But now, another area might be having the same problem. Our Glenn Shuck has the details.
3 months ago, Mayor Adams leading the effort to close down Roberto Clemente Park and the plaza here on 3rd Avenue. Just too many issues with open drug use, shoplifting, homelessness, and other quality of life crimes. But now, according to Mario DiGiorgio, the Fordham Road Bid Board member, the problems have come here.
And Fordham Road now has become a major, major issue between electric bikes, between street vendors, between homeless, vagrants, and unfortunately, you know, drug users. So it's like playing chess. We cleaned up one area and we moved it to another area.
He says business owners hear it at an all-time high level of frustration. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Finding childcare in the city just got a little easier. The city's teachers and parents, or rather the city's teachers union, has launched a new online tool to help parents match with licensed childcare providers. It's called the NYC Childcare Navigator, and it lets families search by distance, cost, hours, and special needs. The United Federation of Teachers created the site last year for its own members, but now it's opening it up to the public. A report from the Five Borough Institute last year says 80% of families struggle covering the cost of full-time care, and this website aims to shrink that number down, making it easier for a family to access high-quality child care. A Queens man is now charged, accused of killing his mother-in-law and stabbing his teenage brother-in-law in a brutal attack at their Flushing home. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz made the announcement, saying 27-year-old Wei Shen Cheng stabbed both victims multiple times, then set fires inside the house using alcohol. The 50-year-old woman died at the scene. The 17-year-old boy survived. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. This all happened last Thursday inside their family home on Smart Street. Chen now faces murder, attempted murder, possession, and arson charges. If convicted, he could face up to life in prison.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.